This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. The remains of Nick Berg, the 26-year-old American businessman who was brutally murdered in Iraq, will be flown to the United States today. Yesterday, a website with links to al-Qaeda posted a graphic videotape showing Nick Berg being beheaded. The perpetrator said the execution was in revenge for the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by American soldiers. The Bush administration says the murderers will be caught and brought to justice. NPR's Ari Shapiro went to the suburbs of Philadelphia, where Nick Berg grew up, and filed this report.
On another warm spring evening, this Westchester, Pennsylvania neighborhood would be noisy with lawnmowers. This night, dozens of satellite trucks crowd the street. Reporters and producers perch on lawn chairs across from a house that has the window shades drawn. There's a photograph taped to a mailbox. It shows Nick Berg, a stocky 26-year-old with a crew cut, staring into the camera. Newspaper photographers crowd around the mailbox to get the shot. Bruce Hauser has lived next door to the Berg family for 20 years. Nick and the Hauser kids used to play baseball in their adjoining backyards. Hauser says Nick was the kind of guy you'd wish you had for a son.
I mean, this guy, he poured a cement sidewalk in his dad's backyard, and I don't believe the kid was 12 years old at the time. The kid's amazing.
Hauser still talks about Nick in the present tense. People are close in this neighborhood. Hauser says the newest families moved in 10 years ago. Sandy Trama lives just down the street, and she saw Berg every time he came into the library where she works. She says he was something of a bookworm.
From the time he was little with a backpack, going to school with wire-framed glasses, and he was always had some interesting thing to tell you. And now that he was an adult, short hair still, the wire-framed glasses.
By the time Nick reached Jim Morrison's band class, he was an older kid with short hair and wire-framed glasses. Morrison is the band director at Henderson High School, where Nick played the saxophone and later the tuba. Every summer, Morrison took the kids to band camp.
It's a summer camp with summer camp cabins. Nick rewired his so that when you opened his door, it welcomed you to his cabin.
You'd open the door and a voice would say, "Welcome to cabin number 5. Morrison says Berg threw himself into everything he did. He won national honors for his high school's science Olympiad team. After graduating, he went to Ghana on his own, where he taught villagers a new way to make bricks. And when he returned from Africa, Berg decided to go to Iraq to rebuild radio towers. Nick's father, Michael Berg, spoke with WBUR's Here and Now yesterday.
My son was there because of a deep desire to help. He never made any money from any of this. He never really cared about it. He just wanted to use the skills that he had, and he had a great deal of skill in his area of expertise.
Just before Nick planned to fly home at the end of March, Iraqi officials picked him up and arrested him. Berg sat in an American-run prison without access to a lawyer for 13 days. By the time he was released on April 6th, hostilities had escalated. He's believed to have been captured by Islamic militants soon after. Michael Berg filed a lawsuit against the Defense Department when his son was in U.S. custody.
We named Donald Rumsfeld as the responsible person, and I still hold him responsible, because if they had let him go after a more reasonable amount of time, or if they had given him access to lawyers, we could have gotten him out of there before the hostilities escalated.
The family was notified on Saturday that their son's body had been found. They didn't know of the video until yesterday. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Westchester, Pennsylvania.